All right. Thank you for joining PRQ Timelines and or Timelines with Q. Yeah, so today, happy to continue our dialogue regarding timelines created this hour for us to prove to us when we get our patience, our peace, our participation with other people in synchronicity, the timelines change quite efficiently now and can also change negatively now just as fast. Without overanalyzing every decision you make is what I'm doing my best to give you those tools again if you forgot them. And that is when I make a decision, I'm excited to go do something. Things work out differently than I have to do this because I'm late to doing it. And by the way, I got to get to the mailbox because I got to pay that thing too. And so it should be getting real obvious now how identity, time, and money all play roles in manufacturing, constructing timelines that we may not prefer. And so today I want to show you how that blends into the psionics that you have on top of your head and how psychic attacks work, how cording works in creating timelines that you may or may not prefer. If you do look at, if you were to summarize your psionic abilities, I'll show you how the military-industrial complex utilized light beings and people with less DNA restrictions. They would know that we don't have psionics that can be disturbed based on a desired outcome or a mission or a plan. But most humans here do. So regardless of where you're at in your psionic capability, your psychic capability, whatever word you like there, doesn't really matter per se because you have to deal with the rest of us and you can hear all their thoughts. Now, to what degree you're going to hear their thoughts and translate them, and that's why channeling is so dangerous because you can't sustain another being's processing of information and still be autonomous to yourself. So that's why channeling is extremely dangerous and could have some good information with it, could. Anyway, the psychic attacks are prominent for me because I can, of course, see everyone's thoughts, intentions in real time on the planet with you. As sensational as that may be, you have that same ability. Now, how much you can translate is really up to you and how you want to develop it or ignore it and do whatever you want. A lot of people write into me or call me and say, I do whatever I want and I have a blast. Absolutely. Never, don't worry about a thing. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you start participating with large bodies of people within work or personal lives, you'll see that they may not have the same capabilities of erasing the psychic cording, which we'll call emotions. And this is why I'm heavy on all the psychologists I've got to work with over the years. Not many of I don't disagree with their position in many cases, but it's all mind related. So thinking is their crutch. You're not thinking. You're processing information. So psychic cording, works this powerfully now. Didn't always work this powerfully, but now it does because of this type of human, and which creates timelines if we're going to react to everybody else's psionics. So here is something psychic. So there's nothing more beautiful than to hear people say, I love working with Billy and Jane. And so when I hear and feel that information, they're going to feel that information too. I sense true intentions. I love working with Billy and Jane. Okay, so if I do it the opposite way, not too big of a stretch, I can do the exact opposite. I can do a negative statement, and that negative statement, that intention, would go to Billy and Jane as an example, or anybody else. Now, what if you didn't say it out loud, and you just thought it and envisioned it, does it work the same way as what I'm doing my best to explain? So psionics per se, you can install cording to another individual, positive or negative, and that person now can get that information. So when we start sending, so that's why the media and propaganda is so powerful. So when you have a bad guy in jail right now for who knows what nefarious, when we all start processing what our judgment is, our belief of this individual is, they'll actually get it. Imagine if you had 1 million people think you're a really bad guy. What if you had 300 million people saying you're a really good guy? You will get that. And so that's why I want to be of help to you on timelines, is because I have the ability to see all the judgment on me and all the proactive judgment on me and others. Thus could change your emotions, thus could change the way you perceive things and or the way you treat others, because that thought and that emotion carry together. And if you're not able to stay in peace energy, you're going to absorb it through your epigenetics. You're going to carry it. And that's why there is so much torture on this planet with young people, is so that they'll grow into a more dynamic, constructed human that I might prefer if I'm a bad guy. So that's how epigenetics, psionics, and psychic attacks all work together. We have a perfect little storm here of, if we would just let go of our emotions and our thoughts of courting and sending them off to somebody because we didn't get the outcome we wanted, then you have timelines. Now, recognizing that some of the humans you're dealing with may not be light. Now, this is tricky because these are the individuals I deal with every single day and do my best to solve problems for you. The weapons that are here are very unique. The weather weapons here are very unique because I'll give you an example of some of the cording and psionic psychic attack capabilities that are here on your planet. And some of there's several ways to cord and scalar attack people. There's a lot of different terms for them. Scalar healing, possibly. I'm on the fence on that one yet. But the way we're able to receive information is so vast now. We need to take very good care. And so that's the best I can do, I suppose, and I'll stop there, is to listen to everyone's emotions is actually, in most cases, a psychic attack. Going to change my conversation a little bit here, listening to everybody. If we're in peace, nothing really happens. Now, who are these people that are in these bodies pretending to be humans? And I have to be careful saying, are they dark? Are they light? Even though they may originate with a different soul family, spirit family, whatever you like. I can tell you, meeting other species in the universe, if you don't have a neutral frame of mind, so to speak, they will do their best to destroy you immediately, because that would be considered a grand violation of their spirit, because you came into their mind without permission. So that is exactly what has been explained to many generations of other beings over the years and years and years and years and millions of years, that you don't invade someone else's space, because that's the only privacy they have, knowing full well that source can see everything. Light beings can see everything if they utilize it. I'll keep going on to other calls now, please, BBS. I'll take some calls on timelines if you don't mind, everyone. But I'm open to all others. I'll give you a clue of a dark being pretending to being a light being. I'll give you one. I'm going to do my best not to say the person's name. But there is someone who writes about 7 steps to financial freedom. Now go ahead and look at this individual. Look at how they conduct themselves and look how they blend in and mold to your societies. And by the way, incredible intelligence on how to do it, how to speak, how to slip in behind these curtains. It's quite ingenious. Very, very well done. And many, many other people in politics, Hollywood, etc. Anyway, that's a good person to practice on for your personal life because you're going to find the similarities there. All right, moving on to calls. Thank you for letting me be so long-winded, BBS. And please keep looking at forthepeople.space. Let me make sure I have the right lines here. Star, I think I'm on caller list at 11:13. Star from New York on line two, updated. And a request for guidance. Star from New York, are you there on line two?
Yes, IQ, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much for bringing us all together. I feel like every caller that calls in, I just want to give a big hug to. So it's just so beautiful to be a part of this group and just to be with you. So I'm calling because I called over the summer with a little update on my life, and I've been bouncing around in different jobs, and I'm in New York, and I'm close to family, and I'm feeling like, okay, I'm in another job. It's similar in the sense that it can be overwhelming and super busy, and sometimes it makes me laugh because it's just like, wow, I didn't think I could do as much as I'm actually doing. And the emails that I get, I think I get hundreds of emails that I have to respond to, and it's just like, wow, I feel like they're really trying to attack me, but I play it like a game, like, oh, okay, no problem. I'm just going to do this and I'm going to do this. But after a certain point, I feel like I do get a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm doing my best to just stay healthy and take really good care of myself in the situation. And I look at the choice points that I've made to get to where I am. And I came to New York because it felt easy. That's where I'm from. It's where I grew up. My family's here, which can be good and bad at times. So, but I chose this job because I felt excited about working with people and being in a team because I had been traveling, I had been away, and I was a bit isolated. And I'm happy in both situations. But now I'm in this situation where I know that it's going to be shorter term because it just feels very intense. And so I'm calling because I'm looking for some guidance on what to do next. I do feel excited about traveling again. But I'm also looking for my land. I feel like there's so many places that I love that I would love to homestead or do my projects on, but I haven't decided which one it is, and I'm very open. So if you could help guide me in the next direction, that would be amazing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving me so much of your attention and having so much faith in yourself and love for yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The best that I can do with the English language to remind us all of what it's like when we don't live here in this type of body, in this type of biosphere, circumstances do not ever bother us. We only, as millions of times you've heard me say it, our state of being is up to us. And I know it's not easy to be in perfect peace when somebody throws a rock at your face. I understand that. But it's still up to us if we will recognize timelines are associated with emotions and circumstances that we keep listening to in our heads. If we can just stop thinking, the timelines now change in a synchronistic way, is the best I can do. So when we worry about our next decision, gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, I love the mountains, but I can't go there because I can't. Those are exactly what I desire to help us all with, the circumstances that we've chosen in the past. If we're going to keep kindling them, keep re-igniting installing them into our life cycle, into our timelines. What do you, you fell into the trap now, haven't you? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying, why do circumstances matter so much to us when we're used to just erasing the slate instantly, forgetting everything instantly? There's nothing really to worry about here, is where you're at now. Mm-hmm. Try and not worry about anything for 5 days, 6 days. I'm not going to. Okay. My mother said I was late to dinner. No, you didn't even go to dinner. Okay. The only way your mother can reach you is if you pick up the phone, you pick up the email, you pick up the text message. Imagine if you don't react to the past. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. You're not used to picking up emails and phone. If you just react to everybody else's telecommunications, aren't you just reacting mm-hmm. to everything?
Yes.
Proactive creativity from our heart is what I'm doing my best. Circumstances don't matter. It's our state of being, and we're excited. Anything else I can help you with?
That's all for today. Thank you so much.
That is really good, Star. That is really good, Star. Play. Yeah. I'm back. I'm in a pretty good sized storm here today at BBS, so sorry about that. We'll keep going here. Let's see what we got. Star Susan from New York, line time of feeling other people. Okay, Susan from New York on line five. Timeline of feeling other people's feelings. Go ahead, Susan. What do you got?
Hi Q, how are you?
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Susan. And absolutely. I am outstanding. Please, what are you playing with today?
Okay, so cute. Synchronistic to your topic today. I went to get my deed certified, and I met this couple. And I'll just state, I shrink-wrapped my light, I cloaked myself, and I was in a state of peace. So this beautiful couple, this lady was pushing her husband in the wheelchair, so I helped them opening the doors, and we got to chatting. It was like three doors. We got to chat a little bit, and then she started to tell me their story. And in short, he had chemo and, you know, going through the process. A beautiful couple, and I didn't feel anything. I just felt, oh, look, it's sourced in another expression. So we said goodbye, and I went to my car. And as soon as I got in my car and closed the door, I burst into tears. And I'm like, this is interesting. And this has happened to me before. And you referenced it last weekend to someone. So what happened? What is that? Is it a way of healing? Is it my empathic nature? Or was that psionic as well? And I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, it's a great question. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? Is that all right?
Please. Yeah, please.
Okay. Did you touch this person by chance?
I did not touch them.
Okay. But you're pretty close to them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So in most cases, okay, let me just examine this real quick here. All right. So because of your, let's say, sensitivities, capabilities, stem to stern, your body would react to the event slower than the spirit would. Okay, so in most cases, using all your modalities, strengths, would be recognized in the body after it was recognized. So I'm doing my best. So the spirit is going to see the pain this person was going through and the attempt, and also the attempted courting from them, but your body will react to it with the emotions. Does that make sense?
So you're
so sensitive. Your speaker, your microphone is so sensitive, it's going to be ahead of the physicality recognizing it, but it will transfer right in real time. So here's another way to look at what I just said. If I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and put them in my heart, I now can watch the brain attempting to start thinking again in a few seconds. That's what you just did, but with an emotional event. So you're way ahead of the emotion, so to speak, and the body recognized it, referenced it, and that's how the crying came about. Remember, spirit doesn't have emotions. Spirit, your Merkaba does not have emotions. It has the expression of itself in a body that has emotions. Tricky to sell that story, isn't it?
It explains why I've tried for a long time over the years. It just naturally gravitated to being by myself. I think because right. I was somehow aware that I felt like the liver to people.
Yeah, so we have way more separation from our true self than our physical body, more and more now. How many psychic roundtables I've sat in, the brain is a very powerful tool. You can balance it and create manifestations and meditate at 11, 11, 11. And I go, okay, look, but that's still outside yourself. It's everything in this body is not really you. You're experiencing what it's like to be you in this body. This is what I'm doing my best to explain and standardize a communication tool. Anyway, that's basically how you perceive this individual, because your spirit was way ahead of your consciousness, is way ahead of the physical body's able to translate it. And to your point, you're able to erase it whenever you want, weren't you?
It's a very, very, very
valuable call. And now you can see how timelines are introduced to us if we're hitching our saddle to emotions. It'd be real easy to get off kilter like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting stronger. And this connects to what you shared last week of the 33 spins, also synchronistic. Can I just clarify for both this timeline example about pressing my spirit? Were you saying, I know you weren't endorsing the 33 spins, is the best way to go is to keep pressing? That's our power, you said, to keep pressing our bubble. Is that accurate to do that instead of any spins or things like that?
Just your presence, owning your presence is the best. I'm doing my best to explain. Owning your presence. Am I really here, or am I light? There's been a lot of agendas over the hundreds and thousands of years of getting you to be love and light and peaceful. Oh, it's okay. It's really okay if you slap me four more times. I just love you. Okay, so holding presence and having boundaries and tolerances is really, I'm not, I don't want us all to put up a stand every time we make a decision. I'm just saying, really, just know you is what I'm doing my best to explain when I say press with a bubble. My light's right here. I'm a huge fan when people go to cloak themselves in grocery stores, places like that, so you don't get everyone else's thoughts and emotions. But when you do that, don't be on a defensive mode. Be on a positive way. So I'm calling it pressing. I want my presence. I'm going to walk down the dairy section in my right to walk down the dairy section. That's what I'm doing my best. Be really animated from your heart, not necessarily from your body. I'm really going to do that. I really need to get milk today. I really need milk today. Things like that. I'm being a little flip, but that's the best I can do.
I get it. I feel like my posture gets better when I am aware of doing that.
If you skip to work, you skip to work. If you run, you run. You know, like really do what you want to do, and it's really a lot of fun, and things change in your life. They really do.
Absolutely. And just lastly, really quick, could you just tell me my sensitivity level on a scale of 1 to 10, so to say, because I don't have any context for it.
You're unlimited. Yeah. You have no boundaries. I don't see any limitation except you.
Yep. Okay.
Circumstances don't matter. It's just your state of being. I'm sorry to say it over and over again. Thank you for your call. Yeah. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
such
so
a good call.
Much.
It's a very beautiful call. That, thank you so much. Yeah, so now you can see over the attrition of time here, we're starting to make some sense to each other. And that's why I do these shows. This is starting to merge nicely with our core. If we start putting all the succession of disclosure and everybody talking about timeline and how we've been duped by what I'm calling aliens or just dark beings that are trying to control our lives on timelines that are not ours. All right, let's do Jacques from Montana on line 3, timelines and parallel life. Hopefully I said that right, because sometimes BBS doesn't spell very well. Montana on line 3, timelines and parallel lives. Are you there, Jacques?
I am. How are you?
So I didn't get the name right, did I?
No, you did. It's Jackie. But he actually had me spell it out. It's Jacqueline.
Okay. I am
but
doing
I will be in trouble. If
no,
you call me
great.
Jacqueline, I'll think I'm in trouble. So I don't like that.
Oh, that's what Mom used to call me, huh? Yeah.
Well, I just want to say how much I love you. I'm really frustrated that I can't remember all of our lives and our everything. I just love you so much, and thank you.
My great love
you
to you.
You changed my life and my friend's life, and I'm just so grateful for you, and I'm sure everybody listening feels that.
Thank you so much for the encouragement. It thrills me to get the feedback from you, the biofeedback as well. What do you want to play with today?
Well, I had an original question with timelines and parallel lives, and we could maybe touch on that if we have a second. But I was just thinking back to when you went on your trek on your boat. You were gone for a week, and you came back, and you looked like 10 or 15 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I was thinking about myself. I used to go away for a month or so and work with masters for my horse stuff. I would just play with horses for a month, and I'd come back and people would look at me and go, what did you do? What'd you do? And I'm like going, I was really happy. So I wanted to point that out because I wanted people to understand that it is so important to pick things that you absolutely love if you want to reverse aging. And having the king of the universe be yes, everything that comes out of your mouth, I get everything. I'm guessing you're the same vintage. I just want to thank you so much for that. I love that you're so funny. You're hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So can I ask you some questions?
I would love for you to ask me questions, and hopefully I can answer.
What are timelines and parallel lives to you?
I've seen the timelines of, it feels kind of like now and then with dreams, and that I'm having bleed through of myself in a, like a Star Trek uniform. It's hilarious, but I have this bleed through of this parallel life, because there's, right, it's the only parallel. That's kind of how it happens, doesn't it? They start to bleed through.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, one fun one to examine would be, we're going to go to sleep tonight and we're going to have a dream, and then you wake up. Tell me which one's real and which one isn't.
Right. How do you know?
It's this one. So we're dreaming we're us right now. And
right.
So one of the tools the bad guys have for timelines, not to be negative all day today here, but the timelines, when you go to sleep, you're still creating this other parallel life, aren't you?
Right.
And that's why your country has stolen all your money through the Department of Defense and otherwise, because they made an entire parallel universe where there's some of us there. It's quite interesting. I had a secret soldier, not a secret anymore, come to me and said, I'm still over there, aren't I? I go, yeah, you're still over there. and now you're coming back and you're being tricked that you're here. So for me, we're being tricked to stay here. And we're being tricked in a body that shouldn't go to sleep and should have a lot more light on its planet, et cetera, et cetera. So sorting that out is really super simple. You just do exactly the heart-based decision-making process I'm doing my best to endorse. And then it cleans itself up, and then you have less and less abduction points when you're sleeping and waking. So for me, if I was to give anybody one message, that is, you're dreaming your you right now.
That's so weird.
It's tricky, isn't it? This is not the real one. This is not real compared to where you come from. And that's the best I can do to help you, everyone. The propaganda against opposing me is brilliant. Thousands and thousands of years of propaganda. So when I come here and say, I got a secret, they got a lot of tools to oppose me. So I hope that does help you. Thank you for your words today.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Tell Ra, I love her so much. I love everybody on the PRQ team. Thank you. I love
you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, that had to be that. Thank you for your call. I think that was one of the girls off Charlie's Angels. Jacqueline? Oh, no. Who knows? She said I was funny. So good. All right. What do we got going on here? Man, I got choices. I got discrepancies and choices on my next calls here. Let's see. What can I do here? Let's see. Dragons. Looks like we got Beth from Washington online for questions on dragons and the new Earth timelines. Beth, are you there from Washington?
I'm here, Q. Thank you.
Hello, Beth.
I'm so happy. Pardon?
Drum roll.
Oh, a drum roll. Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm not always comfortable in the limelight, but I'm getting more so. So thank you for the drum roll.
Better get used to it. When you're a hot shot, you're a hot shot. Come on.
Thank you. Well, I'm actually, I'm really inspired to talk to you today because probably a couple years ago, I came across Ron's teachings about the technology of the new Earth and how, I'm just going to synthesize to make sure I'm on track with this before I ask my question. So my understanding is that you and the light chip created this transition zone of consciousness for us to support ascension so that we could bilocate. And our spirits can be in the light while we still are participating in these denser scenarios. Is that correct?
100% correct.
Okay.
Good study. Good study.
Thank you. So one of my favorite commands that for me synthesizes everything, first increase my life force energy and then I command my spirit in prime creation to keep me in the new Earth timeline now. So I've been doing that with our land and with my projects and my work, and it really, really helps. And then with this spectacular post a couple of weeks ago of novices to ninjas about the dragons being even more present now, I realized that I hadn't invited a dragon to help protect our land. So I added that once I made that invitation, I've experienced this incredible shift in my life. And so everything is easier. I feel like I'm not bouncing back and forth between these two worlds anymore. And I can see the lower frequency timelines now, identity and resources and time and everything, with a lot more clarity and tell where my points of action can happen and where I'm not being called to participate. So I've kind of been blown away by how dramatic the shift has been, and I'm starting to remember dragons and riding dragons and knowing dragons. And so my question is, if you have any suggestions for me and everybody as we're strengthening and remembering this connection. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Okay, very good. Thank you. With great care and great respect and great appreciation, thank you so much for asking me this question. I'll do my best to field it for you. Thank you. When we look at the diversity of areas we would go on this planet, what this planet used to look like, we'll just use this planet as an example. But don't disregard that this is the only planet that would have this similar situation and expression of ourselves. If you can be an eagle and you can be a dolphin and you can be a whale, don't you think you could be a dragon?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm doing my best not to tell you that or install that in your belief system, but what does it feel like? So this is one tool to get, you already know the answer. This is one tool to get a lot of your memories and knowledge back, is what does it feel like when I say that you were a dragon? What does it feel like when I say that to you?
It feels true.
Okay, so it feels true. So now that muscle that we're using there, you can never lie to you. It's impossible to lie to you. So what if I could tell you what color you were as a dragon? Would you be able to validate it?
If I didn't get nervous and go into my head.
Okay. So that's the kind of opportunities we have now. Now, why would we be dragons? It's a very interesting story. Why would we want to be a dragon versus a human?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, just
yeah. You so can... my feeling is, and is that, well, what I understand from your teachings and from Asha's writing is that dragons were created to have this incredible connection to light, to combat the dark. And there's a peace energy that goes along with fierceness that's so amazing, and I can feel it in my body.
You don't want to take on a dragon, do you?
No, never.
And the nobility in which there's, so on the PRQ team, we have a very strong dragon there, but there's just no negotiating with the dragon, first of all, because they're always in peace. So they don't really understand drama, and their nobility for a cause is flawless. So that's,
yeah.
And they're very loving, maybe arguably sensual. They have a lot of feelings and emotions that they observe, but they don't let it come into them. And that's why they're incredible heroes around the universe, let alone this planet, is because they will take it for the team and not want an attaboy when it's over.
Yeah.
Any other questions for me? Love the question. Love the question.
Thank you. I do have another question. I loved the teaching last week that kind of blew me away about the dark and the light and the seasons. And this is a way that we can reverse the dark spell of the season of darkness by just spending more time outside and increasing the light. Am I tracking that right?
Yes, works very. It's probably the simplest way. You speak to it better than I do in most days. I would have to agree with you 100%.
Okay, so one thing you said is that the dark used this particular time because there's so much power, and if there's no season, ultimately, you said that this particular point has so much power. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, so when the light comes in, thank you very much, great question. So if I can wobble the orientation of your planet to have fake seasons, I'm gonna call them fake seasons, fall, spring, yeah, summer. If I can get you to wobble a little bit and have more darkness during a time of the season, and I can get more darkness installed, then what is the light going to do? It's going to compete. It's going to want to be in here, in a body, in an animal, in the planet, all of it. So if so when you look at, for me, when I look at a season, that is the light competing against the dark to have it light 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So that's what seasons are to me. You're not supposed to have dramatic seasons. That would be very unusual. And you're climbing out of it. You're growing out of it all the time. Notice your winters aren't as long as they used to because you now have more enlightenment capability. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. So we just keep going outside and calling in the light.
That's right. So the time continuum that you're enjoying, you don't believe in time anymore, creates more light. And so everyone goes through this enlightening. Oh, I woke up last year. I go, well, then why didn't you get rid of the moon? Anyway, the light is used to growing all the time if we would accept it in all of us, in our reality, in our biosphere, in our bodies. So that's what I'm doing. And that's why you have all the succession of holidays right at the reason you have daylight savings time. The reason you fall back is because they throttle that damn thing forward so you can't notice that they change time when you get daylight savings time. So they basically put more darkness in your season there, and now the light is going to compete and want to grow more light, and then everybody moves to Palm Springs because they're snowbirds.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are some of the clues. Those are some of the clues. But that's why I want to put Halloween right there, because now I got you. And by the way, I can poison everybody that goes out trick or treating with all sorts of things. I can install more diseases in Halloween than any day of the year. Christmas is a good one too. Thanksgiving, all of them are courting New Year's Eve, as you heard me say last week or the week before. If I can get luge out of you in darkness, is what we're going for. That's what the light combats, and that's why we have such dramatically big swings in our spring. What is it? Out like a lamb, in like a lion. So when we get our spring weather, that is the light creating all those mini storms and so forth. You're in Washington, so you see very dramatic springs. And if you've been to Alaska, it's unbelievable how much light there is 24 hours a day up there. That would be normal for us. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much for your call. Really awesome call. Let's see. I think I'm going to jump around out of respect for the topics. Let's see. Let's go BBS. Sorry to be a little spontaneous here. Sherry, I believe, is on line 3 from Arizona. The 1212 portal and timeline. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. Hello, hello.
Hi. Hi. So, hi. Yes, hi. I know that 1212 is a man-made, it's a dark portal, correct?
Yeah, so you got 12 months of the year. You got 12 on your clocks. It's a cult hanging right in front of you.
So on the evening of December 11th, there was a gigantic ring around the moon in the location where I am. I don't know about anywhere else in the country, but it was huge. It was unlike anything I've ever seen before. And that night, I battled demons all night after I went to bed. And when I woke up, I would keep coming to and waking up. And every time I would hear, not audibly, something say new birth. And it was a dreadful night. It was horrible. It was exhausting. But when it finally became daylight, I felt relieved. I felt like the battle had been won. But the entire next day, my left ear rang and felt like it had water in it. What was that? What happened?
Okay, great. Thank you for your question. Depending on your sensibility, my statement will have variables to it, so the other people who are listening. Because you attune to many of the sensibilities you have is really the purpose of my answer. So everyone be aware, and you yourself too, thank you for this question. It's very important to me. Originally, when the moon was towed here, it would have to calibrate and configure to the frequency of this planet. And over long, long periods of time, it got more control of calibrating and configuring what outcomes it wants here, i.e. Reincarnation, mind control, many, many tools your death moon has. So you can thank Star Wars for a little bit of disclosure. And that is you have a death moon in front of you. That's what it's designed to do. So when, and that's why you can disregard anybody saying, I've talked to the commander on the moon and everything's fine. You'll know when you've taken care of the moon is when it's gone. So you don't want this thing around here. Anyway, it has a transmitting device that, depending on your sensitivity, your geography, and the time in which it is moving. So it's coming in and out of your reality. It's not going around. It's coming in and out. The light is coming in and out. You're chasing the light. You're chasing the sun. The moon is chasing us and doing a very good job of slowing us down, we could argue. That one of the ways I can control your outcomes in your biosphere is I can send a signal. It's a transmitting device. I can send a signal, and I can make harmonic cording. I can do many, many things with frequency. And I can also defend myself with frequency. So when there's people, when there's individuals trying to stifle the moon, you might see the moon protect itself. You don't always know when it's I think I have a visitor. I don't know who this is. Someone's agreeing with my pitch. Anyway, the moon typically defends itself by attacking us. So when you don't believe the moon is all that powerful, it's going to reinforce itself, usually by mind control. Can send a frequency to you to disrupt calibration, configuration of your spirit to DNA. Can do many, many tricks like that. But it's usually only effective on people who are the most sensitive. See, Normieville, they're used to, they don't feel this stuff. They don't have the same capabilities you have. Does that make sense?
It looked like a portal, and it was on 1212. So could it have been an alien portal that was like mind control?
That's right. So that's a frequency. So I can bounce a signal through the moon. I can bounce one off the moon. It's endless what you can do with the thing as far as getting thoughts and a resonant frequency put into our reality. Now, only people like yourself will recognize it and or get sick in this case, because you're living at a higher frequency, so to speak, higher dimensional reality. The moon is trying to keep up with us because you're creating the new earth. If you do look at some of Dolores Cannon's images in the back of her book, you'll see the separation of the two worlds. I'm not going to agree with all of her work, but those images are pretty accurate. Eve book I mentioned, some of those images are very accurate. If I can just touch you somehow, some way, the moon will have more success, is one of the arguments, of staying in our dimensional reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So all dates, all numerology is all alien technology. So I get two for one, getting you on a quality date, which has an anniversary date to it. So I can abduct you year in and year out if you don't recognize the calendar events are abduction points. making you sick, getting you worried, lots of things. And so that's why I'm very careful not to install that belief, but it looks like I'm unsuccessful again today. That's basically how they do it. Get you excited about a date and a time and a season.
Okay, so I felt like they were trying to abduct me. I felt like that all night, and that's why I felt like I was battling all night. And I actually woke up with a scratch on my collarbone with dried blood on it. I felt like I had been punched in the head. My ear was ringing, and I was completely exhausted. I could get nothing done the next day.
Yeah, so, that's pretty normal. And that's basically where I'm at every day when I'm not with you, is I have to go do root cause analysis, because the attack on you in some cases is really not the root cause solution. Why are you so attractive, as an example? Get more mileage out of you. You're just more viable. A lot of us are going to have to get used to that, because your sister doesn't even know how to meditate, and you meditate 24 hours a day because you're free. It's just a very long, long story here, and I'm sorry that that happened to you. There are tools to deal with this, though. You can attack the moon back. It's very easy. You send a spiral from your core. You send a spiral of light. But I'm not endorsing doing this on a working day every day. You can neutralize it and put a shield around you, a shield towards it. You can put an umbrella towards it. You can do many, many, many things. And so don't take the moon. Don't take anything from the moon. You just go ahead and put the light right through it and watch what happens. You'll get better all the time.
I was doing that with the entities that were attacking me. I was putting them between the light and the spirals. I didn't think to do the moon, though.
Nope, and that goes for anybody and everybody on these calls. Someone's messing with your head, done deal. Get rid of them. Just done. We don't tolerate this anymore. And thank you so much for an incredibly valuable call. Thank you for the call, and thank you,
You're
BBS
welcome.
Radio. Thank you, BBS Radio, for taking care of us today. And thank you so much for reading into ForThePeople.space, participating with the PRQ. I love you so much. Saskia, you're on my list. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, BBS. Good day.